As the world's longest cave system, Mammoth Cave, near central Kentucky, has always sparked a sense of mystery. Even now, with over 400 miles of cave discovered and hundreds of miles still unexplored, it is a seemingly endless, dark, dank, natural maze. And you might not know this, but until 1866, photographing the inside of Mammoth Cave, or any cave for that matter, was a real challenge. But it was a challenge Charles Waldeck was ready to meet. Mammoth Cave National Park Ranger Jackie Wheat, a photographer himself, has studied Waldeck.
Charles Waldeck came to Mammoth Cave in 1866 to photograph, and he was born in Belgium, and then he immigrated to America and settled in Cincinnati. He was a trained chemist, and he started a photographic company.
The Williams Cincinnati Directory from 1857 advertises Waldeck as a photographic chemist, operating at 31.5 West 3rd Street. Now that's downtown between Main and Walnut. Waldeck visited Mammoth Cave in the summer of 1866, roughly 1 year after the Civil War ended. Now, photography had only been around since the 1839 daguerreotype. It was a time of unending possibility, and Waldeck was, in more ways than one, carrying a torch for photographers everywhere. Ranger Wheat explains.
While he was here at Mammoth Cave, he definitely took the very first cave photos in the United States. It may have been the actual first photography done in a cave system worldwide. Charles Waldeck was actually the very first photographer to go into a cave for the purpose of photographing the cave. It had never been done before.
Now, there's a reason no one had ever done it. It was an extremely difficult task. Waldeck used magnesium tape to light the cave, which was potentially deadly. I met with award-winning photojournalist Michael Keating at a downtown restaurant to talk about this pioneering process.
And then you end up with this guy named Waldeck from Cincinnati, who decides that he wants to go where no man has gone before. He wants to go in a hole in the ground in Kentucky, in a cave, and then he lights magnesium tape. Magnesium has a flash point, and when they applied heat to it, poof, you know, it could have exploded. He's really carrying sort of a bomb around. So it was dangerous.
Yes, it was dangerous, but Waldeck's chemistry background certainly helped him safely capture the cave photos. Keating was impressed.
Waldeck must have been very, very skilled in his craft. This is not easy work. He was breaking ground.
Waldeck's groundbreaking work helped bring widespread attention to Mammoth Cave. Ranger Wheat.
After Waldeck took his photos, many notable writers came and visited Mammoth Cave and wrote about Mammoth Cave and actually used Waldeck's images.
Mammoth Cave's Waldeck Dome is named after him. The photographic journal praised his work, and his photos were published in the book Magnesium Light Views in Mammoth Cave. Keating talks about the significance of Waldeck's achievement.
To understand and to unearth this guy who's, you know, for all intents and purposes, runs a little photo shop on 3rd Street in Cincinnati, for him to have achieved what he did, these are the first photographs in a cave anywhere. Our history's rich.
After Mammoth Cave, Waldeck took photos for Spring Grove Cemetery. He won numerous awards and was published many times before returning to his native Belgium, where he died of a spinal disease in December 1882 at age 53. And today, when people visit Mammoth Cave, snapping cell phone photos inside its dark corridors, it's easy to forget. At one time, these caverns could only be recalled by memory. They were merely the stuff of folklore, until a Cincinnati photographer named Charles Waldeck helped bring the mystery of Mammoth Cave to the world. For 91.7 WVXU, I'm Leo DeLuca.